Have you thought that, ooh, maybe I went too far, this wasn't worth it, I'm going to change how I do what I do now?
Drawing a cartoon, an innocuous cartoon, warrants chopping my head off? That's too far? I just don't understand this. They're going to come for you too, Chris. They're coming for everybody. And the media should be standing with me, particularly in light of Foley.
You can show the cartoon. People have the equal right to criticize your showing the cartoon as an overt provocation of a religion.
An overt provocation. First of all, we see Jesus blasphemed mercilessly on South Park. We see the cross immersed in a jar of urine. We see Mother Mary, you know, immersed in dung. Nobody says anything about that.
That's not true. Those things get criticized.
Nobody gets killed. Embassies don't get burned.
The question that I think your behavior raises is, why go slight for slight with the Muslims? Why not do what we often teach as a function of virtue when we're dealing with savagery, which is show that we are better than this, not show that we can poke them in the eye in a way they don't like it.
They're saying to you, if you draw a little cartoon, if you should draw a stick figure and say it's Muhammad, we're going to come and kill you. And so you say, okay, well, we won't draw it.
But here's
CNN
the thing.
Won't show, and like the other major
first
networks.
Of all,
wait, I just want to.
You know that
one
of my problems with that is that I did show the cartoon after Charlie Hebdo, but I also understand the security concerns of CNN as an organization, and you should as well, because if you hold another event, you knew there was a risk before. Not everybody can have 24-hour security. People will come to this event in their role as their form of patriotism, and they may be exposed to violence because you're dealing with crazy people.
They're not crazy. They're devout. And you gave...
No, they are not just devout.
Have to let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
You gave them that power. In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, the Danish cartoons in 2005, they were very innocuous. Not one American media outlet would run those cartoons. You gave the violent jihadists
because
the power.
Because members of the Muslim community who aren't terrorists said they found it offensive.
So what? I find a lot of things offensive. I find your position offensive. I find you telling me that my speech offensive. I find that offensive. I'm not going to kill you. This is what is required to live in a pluralistic society. If the media had run those Danish cartoons, none of this would be happening. They couldn't kill everybody. What you did
is... But you also make it sound like this is what the war is about. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
How is this what it's about?
It's about freedom.
ISIS wants control of territory. They want everyone to live their way. The cartoon is the least of it. It just seems like you're throwing a stone at something that doesn't really help anything.
Throwing a stone at something that can get my head chopped off and is getting people's heads chopped off all across the world.
But that's why I'm talking to you about it, because it's one thing to say they don't like the cartoon, I'm going to show it. Which is exactly what I did after the Charlie Hebdo massacre.
And those cartoons... I found them offensive. They were obscene and they were pornographic. But I still will defend to my death their right to show those cartoons. And it is about the cartoons. It's about freedom. This is a fight. It's about freedom or submission.